By the time he got to Commonwealth Park, Bobby's resentment had faded and the word cheapskate had left his brain. It was a beautiful day and he had a terrific book to finish. How could you be resentful and pissed off with stuff like that going for you? He found a secluded bench and reopened Lord of the Flies. He had to finish it today, had to find out what happened. The last 40 pages took him an hour, and during that time he was oblivious to everything around him. When he finally closed the book, he saw he had a lapful of little white flowers. His hair was full of them, too. He'd been sitting unaware in a storm of apple blossoms. He brushed them away, looking toward the playground as he did. Kids were teeter-tottering and swinging and batting the tetherball around its pole, laughing, chasing each other, rolling in the grass. Could kids like that ever wind up going naked and worshipping a rotting pig's head? It was tempting to dismiss such ideas as the imaginings of a grown-up who didn't like kids. There were lots who didn't, Bobby knew. But then Bobby glanced into the sandbox and saw a little boy sitting there and wailing as if his heart would break, while another, bigger kid sat beside him unconcernedly playing with the Tonka truck he had yanked out of his friend's hands. And the book's ending. Happy or not? Crazy as such a thing would have seemed a month ago, Bobby couldn't really tell. Never in his life had he read a book where he didn't know if the ending was good or bad, happy or sad. Ted would know, though. He would ask Ted.